86% of creditors have voted in favour of the South African Airways Business Rescue Plan. And interestingly, prior to the vote, the acting director of the Director General of the Department of Public Enterprises announced that Philip Saunders would be the interim CEO of the new SAA that's set to emerge following the business rescue process. Saunders is currently the Chief Commercial Officer at SAA. The approval of the plan means that 2,000 employees will be retained, while 2,700 employees will be retrenched. Well, to tell us more about today's outcome, I'm joined on the line by Deboho Tswane. She's a journalist here at MoneyWeb. Thank you so much for joining us, Deboho. So, in a nutshell, what have the majority of creditors voted for? What are the implications of this vote?
So, thank you for having me, Nombu. So, normally a vote in favor of the business rescue plan means that the plan and its provisions would be adopted and are binding on the company, the creditors, and other stakeholders. But however, in this context, the approved business plan comes with a number of conditions that need to be satisfied in order for it to be implementable. In addition to the 75% or more of creditors voting for the plan as outlined in the Companies Act, the DRPs have also provided a deadline for the government to provide a letter in which they commit to funding SAA restructured. And we know that restructuring the airline has been costed at 10.4 billion rand, and this fee includes working capital requirements as well as retrenchment packages of about 2.2 billion rand for the 2,700 workers that will be let go. So this letter needs to be submitted to the DRPs by the 15th of July, which is tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
And the rescue practitioners say that they've received government's commitment to do so. But from what we know and what has been publicly out there is that, you know, the National Treasury has said that it will not provide any further bailouts to the airline. And the commitment from government that government needs to give needs to have concurrence from Treasury. So tomorrow will tell whether or not the National Treasury will take a hard stance against SAA or if they will soften a bit and say that, you know what, they're willing to sort of try and find or come up with the money to restructure the airline.
Very interesting indeed. So are the creditors agreeing to so-called haircuts in the process, or do we know, and also do we know who some of these creditors are?
A number of creditors are going to take deep haircuts, particularly unsecured creditors as well as leasing companies. The government has provided about 16.4 billion rand to cover guaranteed debt, and this is debt owed to local financial institutions such as your Nedbanks and Absa's, Investec, that have provided funding over the years and have also provided post-commencement funding when the airline went under rescue in December. But there's also a list of creditors of up to 38 billion rand. We have up to 38 billion rand in claims. And these are lessors such as aircraft leasing companies and unsecured lenders. And one of the more well-known cases who form part of this group is regional airline SAA Link, who actually tried to stop the vote on the rescue plan, saying that it was more biased towards secure lenders. Air Link is owed about 700 million rand in revenue from ticket sales that were collected by SAA. But the plan only makes provision for 700 million rand to pay concurrent creditors like Air Link. And this amounts to about 7.5 cents in the rand. While leasing companies have to share a total of 1.7 billion rand, and both these creditors are paid over a period of 3 years. So there's massive losses that are going to be made by this group of creditors.
So it's very interesting to learn that the DPE announced Philip Saunders as the interim CEO of the new SAA, even before the creditors took, you know, their vote. What do we know about this chap and his credentials?
So Philip Saunders was appointed as SAA. Well, this is according to the LinkedIn information that I sort of was able to scrape through on the internet in a short space of time. But he was appointed as SAA's Chief Commercial Officer in August 2019. And he features a lot of experience in the airline industry with his LinkedIn profile listing Kuwait Airways, Air Malta, and Caribbean Airlines as former employers. The DPE seems to have confidence in him, saying he has strong commercial experience. I was just going through an article that was written by the Mail and Guardian in the previous year when former CEO, Rihanna Jahana, was still at SAA. There seems to have been some conflict around his appointment to the airline at the time. It wasn't well received.
Mm.
But other than that, there's not really a lot on him in terms of what's easily accessible on the internet.
Okay. So the Department of Public Enterprises has indicated that it's hired a transaction advisor so that it can begin to concretize some of the approaches made by interested potential strategic investors. Do we have any idea who some of these, you know, possible suitors are? And is there a timeline for when the new airliner should be up and running?
The department and just government in general has not sort of shown any indication of who these potential suitors are. All we know is that they think the SAA in its current form will SAA restructured as well as the subsidiaries are attractive, but who they are is still unknown to us at the moment. And in terms of the timeline for the new airline to kick off, the rescue plan states that that restarting the airline will take over a period of 8 months, so starting from June 2020. And we know that they started with domestic flights under level 3 when all other airlines could do so. So from June 2020 to January 2021. And this will only be limited to domestic travel because of coronavirus as well as the traveling restrictions that are attached to that.
Yes.
International travel is expected to resume in level 1 when the country is under alert level 1, and which is after the peak of the coronavirus. And this will possibly happen in the next year.
So, of course, as I mentioned, some 2,000 workers have been retained, and you say it's going to take maybe around 9 months or so for, you know, the new airliner to be up and running. So how are they going to be deployed or utilized in the interim?
During the period where SAA will be providing domestic travel in the country, these 1,000 employees will be full-time employees. These 2,000 employees, rather, will be split in half. So 1,000 employees are going to be full-time employees at the airline, and they will be the ones that will be of service during that period. Whereas the rest of the other half of the 2,000 employees will be placed on a training layoff. And as the operations of the airline ramp up and more workers are needed, former employees will have first preference. But this is obviously the positions in the new airline are not guaranteed because your reappointment will be determined by whether or not you have the requisite skills that are needed by the airline. But should the workers that are placed on a training layoff scheme not have a space in the new airline after 12 months, because that's the period in which the training layoff scheme will take place, then they have they will also then be provided with voluntary severance packages, such as the other 2,700 workers that that were retrenched during the start of the business restructuring process.
Yeah, very interesting, Deboho. Thank you very much. Let's see what happens tomorrow, whether that 10.4 billion rand check is made available. Thanks very much for your time. That was my colleague Deboho Tswane. She's a journalist at MoneyWeb.